let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher in the studio again with Father John. Welcome back.
Okay, let's get to work again, huh?
Okay, yes. This is kind of cool to me because we're going to get into some details about the stories, the Abrahamic covenant that we just talked about between chapters 12 and
15, 17, and 22.
Right. Yeah. So we covered those specific chapters, but now we're going to walk through the whole set of stories and look at the motifs, which is kind of neat. And the first one is the blessing, a blessing.
Well, that's how I'm doing it, okay? Mm-hmm. But in a way, we started out with the last post because we had the Sodom stories, okay?
So,
you know, that is in between, okay, chapters 12 and chapters 17, and after chapter 17 as well, the covenant ceremony, yes. So Sodom plays a big part in between the covenantal chapters. And so, again, I think it's really important to realize that God's bringing judgment to in and around this land. And so we talked about Sodom last time, but now we're talking about the different motifs.
Yeah.
And the first motif that I brought up is blessing, which is a good contrast, right?
Yeah.
To Sodom.
Oh, yeah. The curse.
There's cursing
and there's blessing. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And both
are
important.
Yeah,
and
God
takes both very seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so right off the bat, God says, I'm going to bless you, and those who bless you, I will bless, right? So we have to realize that all these promises, like I will bless you, make you a great name, seed, and all these sort of things.
There's going to be a lot of descendants.
Yeah, yeah. It's all fulfilled within Abraham's time, but not totally, okay? It's kind of like a little already, not yet for him. Okay, I am fulfilling this in your life. But the full ramifications of it, you're not going to see because it's going to take millennia to open up.
Many generations. Yeah.
Right. So I think, Danny, it's a lot of truth for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When we die, neither of us are going to be famous, right?
Except because of Deep Dive into Scripture.
It could be the podcast, huh? Can you imagine anybody listening to this 100 years from now?
No. Maybe.
I don't know. But, you know, we won't sit back and enjoy it because we'll be long gone. But there is this idea that God does fulfill his promises to us in our lifetime, but that what it exponentially increases in amazing ways, right?
After us.
Yeah, after us. You know, even if we touch one person, okay, down the road, that person may reach, what, 4, 5, 6, 7 people.
Right.
And then it goes on and on and on. And, you know, so that's just the way God works. The kingdom of God works very, very invisibly like that.
Yeah. And exponentially.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way that life works.
Yeah, it's organic, you know, right? So, actually, Abraham enjoys this whole idea of the blessing, okay, because he's blessed, and we have this whole idea of the land, that he's coming into this land, which is Eden, and to be blessed, and it is to experience the seventh day to some extent. I mean, you know, we know that his life wasn't real easy. That, you know, if he goes out in the evening in a certain place, bugs will bite him and he'll be annoyed, right? It's not Eden really, but there's annoying things that happen all the time. But there's a sense that this land, that God has given them is a return to lost origins. God's going to make this land very special.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And that's what it means to be blessed in this land. Okay. So blessings set everything in motion. That's what it was in creation, right? Things didn't really start fulfilling their potential until God blessed them to be able to, you know, to reproduce and, you know, to become what God wants them. Again, it's that organic idea, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I do think that's a really good concept to recognize and to say specifically is that things don't work the way that they're supposed to until God blesses them.
It's so
and
important.
You can see that right through all of these stories.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think I know your mother, but I never met your dad, right?
Right. No. Because he died when he was 67. So
I can just tell that you are a man that's blessed. And the reason why you're blessed is because you received a blessing from your parents.
Yeah.
And you also received the blessing that each mass that you've gone to, how many masses have you gone to? You know,
6,000 seminars.
Yeah, right. That accumulates. It's no small thing at the end. If people leave right after Eucharist and say, oh, Lord, have mercy. And, you know, I like to run them down and track them and drag them back. Yeah. That's what we probably should probably have a whole slate of big, stout deacons to be out
keep
there.
People. You're leaving a little early.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
I got to go to work. Yeah, well, too bad. Get back in there for the blessing.
I mean, it's like having a dinner, okay, and right after you got your last mouthful, you just get up and you leave.
Yeah, exactly. It seems crazy when you think about it that way.
It's very rude, right. Yeah. So
and you're missing out. That's the other thing is you're missing out on the very end of Mass, which is the sending.
You're missing out the blessing at the very end, which is really, really crucial because you're blessed to go out there to become what God made you to be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
I do think that I'm definitely blessed, and I recognize that in my life there have been a lot of things that have happened to me, life, you know, taking over, but just the way that work worked out for me, the way that my faith worked out for me, the way I met Doris at church, all of those things, the children there and now grandchildren, our lives together. We just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago.
Wow,
so,
congratulations. Thanks. That's a big deal.
So it's
Doris doesn't look that old, by the way.
No, she's younger than me.
She still looks like a kid, like you robbed a cradle.
Don't say that. Okay, so all of that, when I look back, I can see with certainty that I'm blessed and I have led a blessed life.
That means you're empowered.
Right,
exactly. Empowered.
And I do feel that.
Yeah, that's what it means. Blessings, I just bless you. Okay, it's really a big deal. Mm-hmm. There's a transaction of power going from one to the other.
Yeah.
I mean, think about curses.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the story before? We have so many of these podcasts, but did I tell you the story about me being cursed one time I was driving down the road?
Yeah. I don't think you told me the story, but I think it's in your post.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I didn't see the guy. He was driving a bike and the windows were down and I must have gotten too close to him. He cursed me like in a, you know, terribly. I never saw his face, but have you ever been cursed? I mean, I was shaking.
Yeah, it is amazing. And what's really amazing is you still remember it. You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the ancienthopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
He cursed me like in a, you know, terribly. I never saw his face. But have you ever been cursed, Danny? I mean, I was shaking.
Yeah, it is amazing. And what's really amazing is you still remember it.
Yeah.
Like right now. I mean, I can see the emotion in you as you say that. So it does have quite an impact.
Just think, Danny, some people, that's all they hear in the houses and homes, curses.
I know.
And
yeah.
Some people are cursed, literally cursed by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, You cannot get out of that. You can't get out from under that. You cannot. I've seen grown men with big holes in their chest because they are missing a blessing.
Yeah,
they can't, sure. They can't function as if they would. Now, this can be remedied if you come to Mass, because mm-hmm. at Mass, you see the blessing, right?
Yep.
But you really need it from your father, you need it within your family and home. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyways, we have Abraham, who's going to be like Israel, his progeny, to be a blessing to the nations. Okay. That's what he's like, a priest in mm-hmm. a sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's very interesting that he, we'll talk about Melchizedek, I think, with regard to the nation's motif. We're going to talk about that, how Abraham defeated the four great nations around when they came in and swooped and stole all the loot from the little kingdoms that are around.
Yeah.
One of them was Salem, which is Jerusalem.
Okay. Oh.
Salam, shalom. Mm-hmm.
Shalom, yeah.
Salam in Arabic, shalom in Hebrew. Year is the word for city.
Oh.
City of peace.
Oh, got you. Oh.
Jerusalem.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So, after the recovery of this war and the victory, the king, his name is Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We hear that name often if you are going to Mass. And
right.
You hear it. And a lot of people, when you hear the word Melchizedek, well, what do you think, Daniel, when you think, when you hear the word Melchizedek?
Well, I think that's a pretty crazy name, for one thing.
For one thing,
but
right?
I do know that he's a priest in the scriptures, and he does a blessing. Doesn't he say a blessing?
Oh, yeah.
Gives Abraham a blessing, yeah.
But he's a and priest he's the, king.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as the book of Hebrews picks up, we don't know his background. He just sort of just shows up, and he becomes a messianic figure. Okay, mm-hmm.
Like well, a because prototype. Of the bread, because he does a
right
a ceremony or something with
the mm-hmm. the bread and the wine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just jumps right out at you.
Yeah.
You know, really
precursor to Jesus
to the Holy Eucharist, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, but. It's very interesting that he blesses Abraham, okay,
mm-hmm.
which in a way places him above Abraham as a king and a priest, and it also fulfills the promise given in chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, which says, I will bless those who bless you.
Yeah.
Okay, as king of the city, Shalom becomes the city of peace, becomes ultimately the bright side of the city motif, in contrast to like Sodom, but even before that, Babylon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a dark side and a bright side.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back and forth throughout all scripture.
Yeah.
All in conflict, really. Yeah.
And it's interesting because that goes back to our first podcast when you talked about the two sides of everything going
That's
through
right.
scriptures, the dark and the light.
Every motif's got a bright side and a dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Even the blessing motifs, bright side blessing, dark side cursing, everything's binary.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So he blesses Abraham and he wants to give gifts to Abraham, but he said, no, I don't want people to think that you made me rich, you know, that sort of thing, you know. But they did have this feast together, which is worship. They worship together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the big question is, how in the world could Melchizedek be called a priest of the Most High? Well, some scholars, have traced this belief in the Most High God way deep into history. So not everybody was pagans all the time.
Yeah,
okay.
Uh-huh.
There, it's more complex than that. There are those who worship maybe not as strict monotheist. We can't really say that even Abraham's a strict monotheist as we have with Isaiah or Moses before. You know what I mean?
Right.
What should we say? Revelation is organic and it builds upon one another. Each covenant builds upon each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that there is a Most High God. Okay.
Yeah.
There may be other gods, okay, in their minds, which we would call local deities or spirits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? So he was a pure worshiper. Okay. And there must have been a line of these. I mean, after all, I think about Abraham himself. Where did he come, you know?
How did he come up with those ideas?
How did he extract himself from paganism, right?
And we did talk about that in the prior post. You know, it's like that wasn't part of his family life. That doesn't seem to be. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, he had this idea of a most high God or a monotheistic idea, maybe along with the other things that he believed too.
I mean, he encountered God, and God not through magic. And after a while, you know, as the Hebrews went along, they would say the God of our fathers. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's how they distinguished God, the God of our fathers, the father of Abraham, Isaac, one who broke into history, encountered us, and made promises that are cosmic in scope, that's going to change the world, right?
And that they could see unfolding, you know, they could see some of that unfolding,
right?
In their lives.
That takes us to the beginning of post when we said that these promises to Abraham were given, and he saw them develop in his own life, but not anywhere near.
Yeah.
Well, in the book of Hebrews says the same thing. He saw a city whose foundations were, Abraham saw the foundation, you know. In other words, he didn't have it in his own lifetime, but he looked forward in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much he has actually, with prophetic eyes, see how it was all going to be fulfilled, we don't know. But it was actually fulfilled to some degree, enough of a degree in his own life to say, God, you're real.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. I know you are.
Yeah, right. So he's blessed by Melchizedek. That's the blessing motif, and therefore he's blessed by God. He's blessed by this mysterious godlike figure, Melchizedek. And so we find him, let's say, in the first prayer when we ask God to hear our prayers. Okay, the first canon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, like you heard the prayers of Melchizedek, you know, of old, you know, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really a foundational idea, motif, in the center of our worship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at a confirmation mass or something one time. There was a bishop here, I forget who it was, maybe it was Bishop Murphy, and I had written the psalm for that mass that day.
Yeah?
And it was the one that says, the priest Melchizedek.
Yeah.
And it's in the response. And so I had to write that in there. And he came to me after Mass and he said, where did you get that psalm? He said, I can't believe somebody actually wrote that with the name Melchizedek in the actual words to the psalm. So it's...
Yeah, and it's picked up on in Psalm 110, okay? And from 110, it enters right into the book of Hebrews and into the very early beginnings of the church. I mean, right off the bat, Melchizedek is a key figure at the heart of Christianity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's a blessing motif. We kind of covered it a bit. You know, we've been talking about it, you know, in little bits and pieces up to now at this point, but I didn't want to focus on it a little bit.
Good. Yeah. That's great. And so we're going to continue now with other motifs that are found all through these passages.
I think I picked four or five of them, and then we'll be done with what's called the Abraham cycle stories, and then we're going to get into Jacob and his family, which is it's just a riot. Everything, all this stuff is so fun. I can't.
Great. The continuation will happen next time.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Danny.
We'll see you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.